Around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for being here. Hello again, everyone. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, September 14th, 2024. We are off and running. Once again, we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you. Good morning again, Mary.
Good morning.
Great weather week here in New York.
Oh, it's been beautiful, and thankfully it's beautiful the weekend.
Yes.
When it really counts.
That's exactly right.
Thankfully.
It's been terrific. Absolutely. Rudy, how's California treating you this week?
Great. Well, because it's always beautiful here, you know. So, although there was a little, I was in bed the other morning. I felt like somebody nudged my bed, and then I realized it was a little tremor. It was a 4.7 earthquake a little further north here in Malibu.
Do we have to get over? We did see that, but all is well. Nothing fell off the shelves. You're good.
No, nothing even fell off the shelves. Apparently in Malibu, apparently it didn't affect anybody much. So.
All right, well that's good. Bobby, what's the good word from the Network Command Center in Dallas?
No earthquakes, but pleasant. It's pleasant weather here in DFW. A bit overcast.
And you're happy because you're back from Cleveland last week. You got some sleep, and your Cowboys won.
Yeah, they won, and back from Cleveland. They were not kidding when they said it's pretty much factories there downtown.
So. Did they have to bring like a third or fourth plane for Dak's signing bonus?
No, I think they. I think that comes in the form of a Brinks truck.
Exactly. The whole semi coming back. All right. Well, we're going to begin today's show by asking a question to all of our Boeing workers who have gone on strike, the 33,000 plus of you out there in Seattle. Since this show is heard live in Seattle on AM 1300 KKOL, you're hearing us right now. We'd like to hear from you at some point about why a 25% pay increase, $3,000 bonuses and other incentives over 4 years isn't enough. Send us your reasons at rmworldtravel.com/contact. And another audience request, new travel polls are up on our homepage of our website, rmworldtravel.com. They are waiting for you to vote. Take a minute today or sometime this weekend, make your vote count. First question that we're asking you, what's your most frequent seat on a plane? Won't be a lot of Boeing planes, you know, since they're not going to be being delivered right now. But what's your most frequent seat on a plane? Question two, what type of rental vehicle do you request most frequently? You have a number of options to choose from, and we would appreciate that. So, Mary, we're going to dive into the Travel News Roundtable. We've got a lot of time. Where do you want to go?
We do. All right, I'm going to start with Paris. If you were lucky enough to be in Paris this week, anywhere near Notre Dame Cathedral, you may have seen the bells being brought back to the work site. So after a massive fire in 2019, Robert, we were there just a few days after that fire.
There you were.
There's been an ongoing restoration project to get this cathedral back and open, and 8 bells were brought back to the work site this week. They've been blessed, and one bell weighs 4 tons, but these bells are going to be tested, and apparently it's set to reopen in December. A special ceremony. Yeah. So the bells are there.
I know we're
not
be,
up yet, but they're
we
there.
We will be in France in November. It's too bad that we are timing wise. I would be, since we were there like a day, we were there the very next day. It actually burned that day.
Yeah.
And the next day,
yeah,
we were there.
Yeah. What a sight that
and
was.
It would be interesting to see the reopening, and hopefully it all goes well. So, yeah. Rudy, what else do you have for us?
Well, if you're thinking about flying on Air Canada in the near future, I know you've been, I'm sure you're watching the strike, but if the two parties, the pilots and the management, don't reach an agreement by the end of today, as we broadcast live on Saturday, September 14th in the morning, both sides will have an option to issue either a strike or lockout notice, which would trigger Air Canada's 3-day plan to wind down operations. That means the airline would progressively cancel flights over 3 days with a complete shutdown as of this Wednesday, September 18th. And then just a little footnote I just want to add. I watched the presentation of the new Apple phone, and I think for travelers, one of the coolest things is the ability to upload pictures or of what you're looking at to a third-party application, and you'll learn all about what that picture is about. It used to be, you had to download it and do it, and you'd had to use a third party. Now, it's built in, and it's called visual intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So with AI, this AI-powered feature, all you do is point the camera at any object, and you'll immediately learn all about it. And Apple demoed it by pointing the phone at a dog, and the phone instantly identified the breed and displayed detailed information about it. So that'll be fun when you're on the road.
I know you're loving that.
Fun for travel.
As the Android Samsung Ultra 24 user that I have, that I've been using, I've had a lot of this tech.
Yes, yours is a little different than this.
A little different.
So
we will see.
Android will catch up.
But I'll tell you this. You know, save your receipts if you buy any of those Apple products, because here's the story. So this week, every week we meet with our team, most weeks, and we have a strategy session and plan, and, you know, we're planning now the November and December and January shows and whatever. I know that sometimes one of our producers, Deb, she can't believe we're talking about 2025 already, but our producer, Valerie, she brought something up to it. I found it just crazy. It is so anti-travel. Mexico is one of the top travel destinations for Americans. But if you're traveling with electronics, it may behoove you to spend your travel dollars elsewhere. And, you know, what am I talking about? Well, Mexico allows you to bring just one laptop, one notebook, one portable computing device on a tax-free basis, okay? If you bring more than the restricted items that you're allowed on a tax-exempt basis, and you're stopped, you will be required to pay. And this is happening to people right now, because it's not something that we're just making up or it's going to happen. It's going to be implemented down the road and whatever. You will pay up to a 19% duty on the estimated value of the extra devices. I just want you to think about that.
I interrupt? Can you just bring one item, or can you just
Of those items? No. I'll tell you exactly what you can bring. But you can bring one. Bring one computer. Now, the reason this interests me, when we travel for the show, because the Let's Go America tours, I bring two computers with us. Right, I've not been stopped. We were in Cancun last year for a Let's Go America tour, no issue. But if you bring two computers, because now of what they're saying is Mary, what the remote work and leisure trips,
right?
That's part of the issue on this. But you are only allowed as far as what
it's
you
one
can bring.
Device.
Yeah, what you're able to bring, to be specific, one computer, okay, two cameras, three cell phones, one GPS, two musical instruments. I don't like them. One pair of binoculars, one set of portable speakers. If you bring anything more than that, you're going to pay the tax.
So if you bring two laptops or a laptop and an iPad.
Correct.
So what's when you said save your receipts, what I don't like about this is very arbitrary from what I've seen. So if you don't have your receipt for your second device and you do get stopped arbitrarily, the customs get to pick the price.
Well,
they estimate the value of what the second item is and where your tax goes.
So on a new
Have to pay even if you have a second receipt. You still have to pay on the
Correct.
But
yes.
If you, let's say you have a new MacBook Pro, right? I mean, that could be $400 more you got to pay. Welcome to Mexico. Here's $400 bill. Okay, or you're not coming, or they seize the item if you don't pay. All right. You have a new iPhone you're just talking about, Rudy? That could be $200 easily.
I brought in two phones.
I want you to just
You can bring in three phones per person?
You can bring three phones.
Which seems
odd. It really has to do with your laptop computer.
Who's bringing three phones?
Actually, the people coming across the border are bringing the phones, I think. That's where that's going. But anyway, look into it, folks. Really important issue, and I appreciate that being brought up to us. So, all right, up next, how familiar are you with Westgate Resorts and their many offerings? Well, their COO, Mark Waltrip, is going to join us. The Chief Travel Leader conversation is next. Get comfortable. 9 segments to go today.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Feeling secure in your own home shouldn't be a luxury, it should be a given. That's why SimpliSafe Home Security is dedicated to providing protection and peace of mind to all families. With LiveGuard technology, SimpliSafe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm. Visit simplisafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera. Again, that's simplisafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera. Or find a link at armworldtravel.com, because there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Traveling with Scenic is more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, personalized experiences designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, all in ultra-luxury, inspired by decades of expertise. If you're seeking a relaxing and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, our friends at Scenic will deliver a trip of a lifetime. How about booking to go experience the Christmas markets right now and enjoy the holiday season in a fun and unique way? River cruising in Europe with Scenic, folks, it's in a class of its own. Right now, you'll get 2-for-1 fares plus free air. Check out scenicusa.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com. Twitter sponsors.
You owe back taxes, right? Well, here's the question. Why is the IRS targeting you and not millionaires who owe a fortune compared to you? Wealthy people have tax attorneys. You probably don't. You want the Tax Network USA team on your side to solve your IRS tax problems quickly and painlessly. Their attorneys, strategists, and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. So call 800-780-8888 or visit tnusa.com/carry to get a free consultation, or go to armworldtravel.com for a link.
If your spine needs a little TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort preferences. With 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, and a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, you'll find the right one that's out there for you. They also let you try it out for 100 nights free. Just take the 2-minute Helix Sleep Quiz and get matched to the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 25% today, or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, folks, better sleep starts now.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, everyone, as we move into the guest portion of the program and start with today's edition of the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, well, today's B-Block is sponsored by ScenicUSA.com/carry.
Traveling with Scenic is more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences. They're designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, all in ultra-luxury. Luxury inspired by decades of expertise. And if you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, our friends at Scenic are going to deliver a trip of a lifetime for you.
You know, how about booking to go experience the Christmas markets and enjoy the holiday season in a fun, unique way? Folks, from personalized butlers and 5 unique dining venues with regionally inspired dishes, river cruising in Europe with Scenic, it's in a class of its own. So right now, as a show fan, you're going to receive 2-for-1 fares plus get free air. Go check out ScenicUSA.com/carry. Or find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, it was back in March 2016 that our next guest first was heard on our national airwaves, and then we invited him back for our November 9th, 2019 live broadcast. Today, he's going to make his third appearance on the program with us. Mark Waltrip is Chief Operating Officer for Westgate Resorts, and he joins us again now.
Mark, nice to reconnect with you today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, great having you here with us this morning. So, you know, it was essentially 8.5 years ago that you and I were there together talking travel, standing in the sports book within the Westgate Las Vegas Resort. And as Mary just said, it's been over 58 months since you last joined us on air. So this conversation is well overdue, I would say. For our listeners tuned in across the USA who know Westgate Resorts, certainly David Siegel is synonymous with the company and its properties. He has had some impact on the travel and hospitality industry, as well as other travel, real estate, insurance, and various businesses. Earlier this year, however, Jim Gissey was elevated to the CEO role, while David has maintained the executive chairman role. So what's this new direction brought to the company, and how is it benefiting your properties?
Well, you know, Jimmy has been by David's side for 40-plus years, almost since the inception of the company, and he's been just a phenomenal force on driving our sales and marketing of the company. And David is, you know, he's reached an age where he really wants to focus on his foundation. He tragically lost a daughter back in 2016 to a drug overdose. And where most parents, I know what I would do, I would probably just crawl in a box and never want to come out. He decided to, with his wife, go out and challenge the world to take on this opiate challenge. And he created the Victoria Siegel Foundation, of which I am a board member. And he has championed the distribution of the life-saving drug Naloxone, also known as Narcan, to first responders across the country. He was instrumental in getting the CARE Act approved, which was an instrumental piece of legislation that funded the distribution of Naloxone to all first responders. He's also been instrumental in educating millions of children across the country and their parents on the dangers of marijuana and opiates, which are inexorably linked if you ever study the science. So he really is at a place where he wants to really make that his focus, though he still is our chairman of the board and is involved in all major decisions. He's entrusted Jim Gissey to be our CEO, and And Jim is a wonderful guy, and I've worked with him for 28 years. I've been here at the company, and it's just a great move for the company, a great move for Jim, and most importantly, it's a great move for David so that he can really put his focus on his philanthropy.
Mark, I appreciate you sharing all those details. Tough, but I appreciate you sharing that, and I'm sure our listeners do as well. So back in July, I want to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about who Westgate is. Back in July, we had Margaritaville Resorts' Brad Schwabel on the show with us. And when I think of Westgate Resorts, there are a few similarities. You have a collection of resorts across the United States. You offer a dude ranch and luxury glamping property in Florida. You're a company that welcomes and invests in families as well as couples. And the military is big with Westgate. So talk with us about who Westgate Resorts is and some of the ways that you guys are engaging travelers.
So on a B2B basis and within our industry, we are considered the largest privately held timeshare company in the world, but to the customer, that really doesn't resonate because we're so much more than that. We've been very diversified in our growth. So first off, to describe our lodging product, we are definitely the leader in the immersive experiential vacation product. So we, as you mentioned, we have a dude ranch where our team members are really authentic Florida cowboys, not Western cowboys, because they came long after Florida. The very first cowboys in North America came here in the early 1500s, and they were of Spanish descent, and they landed right here in Florida. And so we carry that proud cowboy heritage at our ranch, as do our team members, who most of whom are living, breathing, working cowboys and cowgirls. We also have, in Williamsburg, Virginia, we have a Colonial Inn where our team members dress in Colonial garb, and we're right there in Colonial Williamsburg, and we replicate that Colonial Inn experience. Gatlinburg, Tennessee is another good example, where we're at the entrance of the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, and from everything from our costumes to our activities, amenities, are all themed around a national park experience. So that's really been the focus of the company, but we've also highly diversified. So at our resorts, because they are destination resorts, and when I say 23 resorts, it doesn't sound like a big number, but when you equate that in the number of units, that's almost 15,000 units, because we build mega resorts.
Yeah,
with 3,000 to 4,000 units, with restaurants, water parks. We have over 100 different venues across our platform, ranging from entertainment venues, water parks, restaurants, bars, all designed to create a immersive destination experience.
So, Mark, I want to talk a little bit about it with you, because, you know, besides the various accommodations that you offer that you just talked about, I would say that Westgate's restaurant experience is a draw to your locations. You have some award-winning outlets. Villa Italiano Chop House at your Kissimmee Town Center location has been well-received since it opened a few years ago. We've heard good things about Southern Comfort Restaurant. River Ranch Cattle Company is another. So, you know, we've seen other hospitality operators partner with celebrity chefs and so forth. First, I'm curious if Westgate owns and operates all of its restaurants, but more importantly, how important are these outlets to your operations and bottom line?
So first, I'll answer the last question first, because food is a big part of everybody's vacation experience. And if you ever ask anyone, what are your greatest memories? And it usually comes down to one of two things. It's sitting around a dinner table with your family and friends, celebrating something, or it's your vacation. And so those two concepts are definitely linked, and we actually own and operate all of our own restaurants and bars. We developed all the concepts in-house, and unlike, you know, chain operators, we look at each destination and say, what is the customer seeking in that environment? The other thing that we're very big on is we want to control the experience. So we don't want a third-party operator operating a restaurant in one of our facilities and giving a bad experience to one of our owners who may have just bought a $25,000 or $50,000 a week of timeshare. So we want to make sure that experience is controlled, and we want to deliver high quality. If you go on TripAdvisor and select any location in Las Vegas, there's over 8,000 restaurants, and we typically have three of the top five restaurants on TripAdvisor in the entire city, including our award-winning Edge Steakhouse, our Fresco Italiano restaurant, which is the sister restaurant to Villa Italiana here in Florida. And this year, we're really pleased with our new Mexican concept, Los Amigos at Westgate Vacation Villas. On TripAdvisor last month, it ranked number one Mexican in the entire state. Wow. So we're really proud of our F&B team, because they really seek to not only deliver a great experience for our guests, but outstanding food products.
Well, that's why I mentioned, you know, the restaurant experience. It's a part of Westgate. There's no question about it. So,
Mark, what are some other markets you're looking to expand, and anything special happening at your locations for the holidays? You have about a minute.
Yeah, so two things. Being a private company, we are fortunate that we don't have to grow just to satisfy, check some box on our 10Q. So right now, like most major developers, we are kind of sitting back and watching as the election evolves and the economy evolves. We are working on some major expansions right now that we can't announce because we're under NDA. But we love every place where the tourists congregate. That's why we're in Vegas, Orlando, Gatlinburg, Myrtle Beach, New York City. So we're looking at very similar markets that have that high tourist demographic where people are seeking a unique experience that we can fill for them.
Well, and as we know, again, the travel and tourism just continues to grow. There's no question about it. It's a way that we all connect. Mark, listen, the time goes by quickly on the show. We say it. Seems like Mary and I say it almost segment to segment, week after week.
Yeah, but we need to have you on at least once a year.
We need to make sure that 58 months don't pass until we do it again. So really appreciate reconnecting with you today here on air. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
And thank you so much to you guys for everything you do for our industry, getting the word out there, and it's a real privilege to be on your show.
Well, thank you, Mark. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Take care. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there goes Mark. Nice to reconnect with him for sure, folks. What have your experiences been like at a Westgate Resort property? We'd love to hear about that. Send them to us using the Contact Us tab at rmworldtravel.com. We're going to take a brief time out for some important sponsor messages. The Destination Spotlight on Raleigh is coming your way later this hour. But next, you heard Mark just talk about national parks. Well, Rudy's going to let you know how and when you can get into national parks for free. There's still 8 more segments coming your way in today's show. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
What if we told you spending just $1 will save you hundreds or even in some cases thousands on your travels? When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP, you know the journey matters just as much as the destination. Joining means you're going to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, saying no to agendas you don't support. And as an AMAC member, you're going to save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and a lot more. You can join for $1 right now. It's a no-brainer, folks. Go to amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it with a unique formula of ingredients that help support your body's response to inflammation. Give it a try and get the 3-week quick start for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, that's the number 4, to get that deal. You can also find that info at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Don't mask pain, fight it naturally with Relief Factor. And folks, it's $19.95.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by amac.us/carry. You know, in just over 7 weeks, Americans will head to the polls with critical issues at stake for our country, the economy, global conflicts, border security, parental rights, our national debt, and more. And there's a simple way for you to unite with others and fight against the policies that are harming our nation. It's called amac.us/carry. AMAC stands for the Association of Mature American Citizens. It's an organization of more than 2.1 million patriots who are committed to saving the country we love. And it costs just $1. Think about that. In today's inflationary times, this may be the best money you've ever spent. AMAC stands for the values of its members and fights every day to protect the individual liberties outlined in the Constitution. As a member, you'll also enjoy more than 100 discounts with companies that share your values. Among those discounts, there's an array of them that'll serve you big time when you travel for hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows, events, movies, restaurants, and so much more. Plus, you'll receive a subscription to the bi-monthly AMAC magazine. Now, if you're wondering why AMAC is offering all of this for just $1, it's because this is a call to action. Your voice matters, and as a member, you can have a real impact. So get your 1-year membership for just $1 by going to AMAC, that's A-M-A-C, amac.us/carry, C-A-R-E-Y. Do that today, and you'll find the link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors if you'd like to do it that way. Well, on the fourth Saturday of every September, something quite wonderful involving Mother Earth in the U.S. takes place. It's called National Public Lands Day, and it involves a massive day of volunteering by citizens to clean up public lands, be that beaches, park trails, or other public spaces. Also happens to be a day when you can visit national parks and public lands without paying an entrance fee. Kelly Burnett is the program director for conservation with the National Environmental Education Foundation. They're the folks that oversee the signing up of volunteers to, as the National Environmental Education Foundation puts it, to encourage folks of all ages and abilities to roll up their sleeves and join forces to steward America's natural resources for future generations. Well, Kelly, that sounds like a very large task, but welcome to the show. Can you break this down for us a bit and describe what happens on September 28th?
Thank you. Yes, happy to. So we're busy here at NEAS in the month of September, in the last month of prep. We typically see a little over 600 service events around the country, sometimes service, sometimes just community fun events on public lands. And for us, that means coordinating with all of those different public land agencies across the country, whether they're federal or state or your local nonprofits who are hosting events, to make sure that they have everything they need, support in their safety protocols, support getting people out there. We help with promotion and really just try to make sure that everybody's National Public Lands Day is a fun, positive experience on that Saturday. Most of them happen on Saturday, September 28th. Some happen in the 2 weeks leading up to, 2 weeks after. It depends on the weather. And so we're busy around here in September.
Well, let's get real specific about what might happen. For example, there's something called the Yosemite facelift on Saturday and Sunday in California, in Yosemite, naturally. What are volunteers doing in Yosemite on those 2 days that's helping the environment?
So on that day in particular, that's a regular event that Yosemite's been hosting and growing that over the last several years. People pick up litter. They're looking at event tables of partners that are there with Yosemite. So it is a cleanup. And they also get to enjoy all of these other family-friendly activities there in the park. Really fun day to give back to the park, but also have a little bit of fun.
You know, I live on the Mississippi River in St. Paul, Minnesota, and I must admit I have read over the years, I'm not from there, and I don't know if this is under your auspices, but I know every once in a while a lot of people go down the Mississippi River with boats and a barge, and they pick up, you know, trash. I mean, I even pull refrigerators out of the water if they can find them, all along the banks, and if they can find it in low water of the Mississippi, and they collect tons of debris that are polluting the river. Now, this certainly sounds like something you all would do. Does that resonate with you?
They are actually one of the partnered events that we've had in the past. And I've had the pleasure of working in St. Paul, Minnesota, in my career for the National Park Service, the Mississippi National River and Recreation Area, and their partners, the Mississippi Park Connection. They do have an event this year. NEAS won't be on the ground there this year as we were last year, but I believe they have at least two events this year to pick from. They're out on riverboats, I believe. Sometimes they get in those small crafts and get out there and pick up trash. Mm-hmm. National Public Lands Day events, they often are these cleanup events because you have large quantities of volunteers. They're out there. That's a big one. We do have a lot of, I'm seeing a lot of invasive species cleanup events, getting the nature cleaned up, making sure that the plants that are out there are appropriate. We do have some tree plantings on the list. And just like I said, also sometimes people just get out there and hike or explore. They have tours. Sometimes it's not always a give back day. And I like to see all those types of things.
Now, when Kelly says NEAF, she is doing the abbreviation for the National Environmental Education Foundation. It just sounds like a wonderful thing. I know there's a 4-day event at the Golden Gate National Recreation Area in San Francisco. If you want to volunteer, let me put this into perspective. It is the nation's largest single-day volunteer effort. That's a pretty impressive boast. And if you would like to get involved with this, go to NEAF. NEEFUSA.org, and you can find out if anything's going on in your area or that you might actually want to travel to go to. Meanwhile, Kelly Burnett is the Program Director for Conservation with the National Environmental Education Foundation, otherwise known as NEEF. But again, find more information at NEEFUSA.org. Kelly, good luck with this big weekend coming up, the weekend of September 28th, and thanks for sharing your information with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
and we'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back again. This segment of the show is sponsored by helixsleep.com/carry. Hey, how did you sleep last night? Let's dramatically improve it today with helixsleep.com/carry. And while we're at it, we'll save you 25% on a brand new mattress. Our friends at Helix offer a lineup of 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Luxe and Ultra Premium Elite collections. They also offer the Helix Plus, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, as well as Helix Kids mattresses, designed for growing bodies and endorsed by child sleep experts. As a show fan, you'll get a 100-night risk-free trial, so you got nothing to lose. This is top-quality luxury, but also very affordable. Unlike a lot of mattress companies, Helix owns its own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made right here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility right to your door. They're not cheap, low-quality mattresses from China or Mexico that are being dumped into this country. Making them themselves is how Helix keeps prices down. To find out which mattress will work best for you and your body, just take their sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in less than 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. If you aren't satisfied, they'll pick it up and you can return for a full refund, no questions asked. These mattresses have been awarded the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Save 25% today at Helix. It's H-E-L-I-X, helixsleep.com/carry, or find the link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, you only have to follow the news to know that the U.S. is in hurricane season, which customarily runs from June 1st to the last day of November. But that's half the year. So you can't be blamed if you consider hurricanes when thinking about a cruise during this period. Delighted to say we have an expert on cruising, and it turns out there's some places better than others to lower the chances you might encounter wicked weather while on a vacation cruise. Dr. Andrew Coggins is a cruise industry analyst with a bio so long, let me just say this, he's currently a clinical professor in the Department of Management and Management Science in the Lubin School of Business at Pace University in New York City. But his career has included research into all aspects of the cruise industry. Dr. Coggins, welcome to the show. So let me posit it this way. Your neighbor knocks on your door, says he wants to go on a cruise during the summer, or even this coming October and November, and he's worried about hurricanes, especially in the Caribbean. What do you tell him?
I basically say nothing to worry about. The cruise lines monitor the weather situation continuously and make sure that their ships don't go in harm's way.
Is it really that simple? I mean, I have heard of cruise ships getting in foul weather.
Well, the cruise ships today are equipped with fin stabilizers to minimize ship movement. And again, usually with a hurricane, you have a relatively long lead time, and you can plot the course to make sure you don't encounter the worst weather.
Are there places in the Caribbean that are generally less dangerous hurricane-wise than others?
Not really. Hurricanes are equal opportunity employers.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I guess we don't. Why don't we worry about hurricanes in Europe?
Europe doesn't get them that much. In fact, they're relatively rare over there. Hurricanes come off the west coast of Africa, move across the South Atlantic, and come up through the Caribbean. And by the time they get to Europe, storms or tropical storms.
Yeah, and so the Caribbean seems to be the hot spot generally. You know, we just had something come up from the southeast is still drying out from not a very serious hurricane, but one nonetheless. So would you generally default toward maybe a February or March, which is after hurricane season commonly, cruise, then take a between June and October cruise?
Well, in February or March, my schedule would probably hold well if I'm going in June or July. A hurricane might cause my schedule to be altered, leaving a day earlier or returning a day later, or maybe missing out on some of the ports.
And if you miss out on some ports from a hurricane, I know the rules vary and we don't need to get into that thicket of tall grass, but you know, sometimes you may miss a port on a cruise, and it's just a fact of life, right?
Yes. They cover that in the fine print.
Right. And, you will obviously know during the course of your cruise. Well, Dr. Coggins, thank you so much for joining. I mean, are you seeing a healthy comeback in the cruise industry?
Yes, it's should be fully back this year. It's moving forward.
Well, that's everything. That's everything we hear as well. Well, keep watching the cruise biz. I'm glad we're through those dry years during COVID, and I thank you for joining us today.
Okay, thank you, Rudy. Great speaking to you again,
Dr.
Thank
Andrew.
Thank you for having me.
Lovely to have you, Dr. Andrew Coggins is a cruise industry analyst. You're listening to Arm World Travel, and we've got more travel talk coming right up. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
It is Destination Spotlight time again, everyone. Today, we are checking in on Raleigh, North Carolina, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well-made, well-tested, and well-traveled, equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories. Pack like a pro because Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you.
Some of you listening out there right now who booked the Seabourn cruise with us that's coming in October, you all received your Travel Pro luggage this week. We thank Rob, Valerie, and the Travel Pro team for getting that out to everyone. We'll all be putting our Travel Pro to good use in Europe together. Platinum Elite is what we travel with, folks, as we think it's the best. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage. Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence, it's affordable, and it's going to last you. This weekend at TravelPro.com, as a show fan, you're going to save 30% during their September sale. Yes, September sale. There's also always a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, let's go to North Carolina, where Greater Raleigh CVB CEO Dennis Edwards is ready to join us on air.
Danny, nice to be reconnecting with you today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure being with you.
Really appreciate having you here with us this morning. So, you know, Mary and I came through Raleigh last year. We were headed down to Myrtle Beach for one of our big Let's Go America Tour events and live remotes. Your city has always been, it's a place that we've just enjoyed visiting over and over. Besides being the capital city of North Carolina, all the colleges in the area certainly keep the region on the cutting edge, but it's just also a pleasant place to live and to visit. So we first showcased Raleigh on the show back in 2018. The show, I think then what I looked at, we had about 370 weekly stations. We're now heard on almost 590. So just as we've grown in the 6.5 years, so has Raleigh. Share with everyone tuned in some of the current happenings and additions to the area.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the opportunity. I think, you know, you mentioned being the capital city. We are blessed to have three state museums here, the Museum of Art, the Natural Science Museum, and the Museum of History. All state museums, all are actually free, so it makes it very affordable for families of or people of any age to enjoy our museums. We also have a great kids museum called the Marbles Kids Museum that's very popular as well. But I think what people have discovered besides our museums is some great outdoor activities. We have two state parks, the Umstead Park, it's 5,600 acres, Falls Lake, over 2,300 acres, very, very popular. And but we have 250 miles of greenways, so people, and they're all connected, so people love exploring the city through the outdoors, whether they're hiking, running, or biking, and some great parks in the area. And then we also have really become known as a live music destination. You know, of course, Austin and Nashville have their scene, but we have over 80 venues here with live music, so you can find it.
Yeah,
concert.
Raleigh has come on with that. Yeah, I would agree with that 100%.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing from you is, and to no surprise, is the immense diversity in the area between the arts, the culture, the museums you mentioned, the festivals, and the restaurants. That restaurant scene there is pretty incredible in terms of the growth. So you have abundance of all of that, but again, because of the colleges in the area, sports is definitely a big thing there. We don't want to leave out the sports, whether it's college football happening right now, basketball, other sports. North Carolina is also known for golf. How much does the sports mean to the tourism industry?
It honestly, it's about 50% of the business we do here in Wake County is sports related. And that could be professional sports, whether it's the Carolina Hurricanes or the North Carolina Courage, which is the National Women's Soccer League. But we host a number of tournaments. But of course, with our affiliation with NC State and then with Duke and UNC just being down the road, we host a number of ACC and NCAA tournaments throughout the course of the year. In fact, this fall, we're hosting both the Men's and Women's College Cup for soccer. We're hosting rounds 1 and 2 for the men's basketball tournament in March. So sports is definitely a big item for us.
That
and
number.
Even, yeah, it's impressive.
Yeah, that number does it not is, surprise yeah. me, I have to say. You know, I want to just mention one other thing, and then we have a question I want to get to. You're talking about the parks. I remember walking through Pullen Park during a past visit. I mean, it's the first public park in North Carolina. I think it's America's fifth, I think, oldest amusement park. But you've got those pedal boats. You can go swimming. You've got the train, the carousel. It's just a great place to be in the outdoors as well. So that's something else I would encourage. And the one thing we would just say about Raleigh, it is a close-knit community, but you know, it mixes the culture and sophistication in a way that you'll find in other large cities. So it is unique. And that's going to lead me to our last question with you, Danny. You know, what is one thing that you say that travelers to Raleigh, they must experience to really feel like they have visited your area?
Well, I would say go visit Dorothea Dix Park. That is a park that's 308 acres, just a mile from downtown. And the city purchased that park about 5 years ago. And we're in the midst of really doing a major transformation. In fact, in April, we're opening up an 18.5-acre Gibson play area, which will have a number of water features. And, I mean, it's a play area on steroids. And it's just a really beautiful park and something I think everyone should see and make sure that they experience it when they're here in the area.
All right. Well, we want to give the website visitraleigh.com. By the way, I would also say, folks, if you're a mac and cheese fan, Ashley Christensen's Pools Diner, you got to go hit that for sure. But visitraleigh.com. I really appreciate, Denny, the check-in today, and look forward to connecting in person at some point, okay?
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Take care.
You too. Bye now.
All right. Well, Mary, that mac and cheese there is a place that you need to go.
Yeah, you know, that's a terrific destination for families, for couples. There's just so much to do.
It absolutely is.
Great destination.
Raleigh is going to be how we wrap hour one of the show this week. We're going to kick off hour two in about 7 minutes. So keep those radios locked in out there across the country. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget, you can also catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.